Invite you just to sit back and relax, whatever way makes you comfortable. Feel the warmth of the chair you're in, or the warmth of the room that you're in. Just take a breath, let it go, and understand that you are in a safe place. Regardless of what room that you are in, whatever room that you're occupying, and that if you want to be, you are in a safe place, even relative to those bothersome thoughts that might be occupying your mind. You don't have to do anything for the next few minutes. Just be. Allow yourself to just bring your head and your heart into alignment. Let your brain become passive instead of feeling like it has to direct the show. Let your heart take over. And let that still small voice just get through to you. What gifts you truly, truly have that you have always had. What magical, wonderful, miraculous, spiritual things there are about you. As part of God's creation. How loved you must be to be part of God's creation. How embraced you must be, how coddled you must be by Spirit. Listen to the small voice. Listen to the nothingness. Listen, hear, and understand that it's okay. That all that you ever wanted to be and everything that you ever desired for yourself and for those that you love, for those that you have helped create, is within reach. Exchange anything that is telling you to the contrary. There is nothing more precious than you are. And just to allow us to fully immerse ourselves in the reality of what the still small voice is saying. Again, we will close off everything, including my voice, and just allow ourselves to dwell in a period of silence. And now softly, ever so gently, I invite you to come back to this space, to the physical space where you are. Affirming a renewed confidence, a new sense of self-appreciation. And maybe even with a new daring to love yourself, to be yourself. And all of this is so important because we have work to do. Those gifts that we have been given, gifts of spirit, gifts from the Father, are intended not just to be opened, but to be used. And there's a world out there waiting for us. There are people out there waiting for us. And if we've taken things this far to dare to know that we are of some worth, it's ours if we are ready to take it a little bit further and communicate the beauty, the splendor of the world and every person that walks on this planet. And all you have to do is start with the person that you see today, that you see throughout the week. Ultimately, you are walking, talking gift of love. What a beautiful way to perpetuate Christmas. And for this opportunity today to get together, to pray, to enjoy the music, to sing, to reflect, we are so grateful, Spirit. So, so, so grateful. And we say thank you. And so it is. Amen.